Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Root's on fire. Hour number 3, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Here on USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. If you are looking for peace, then prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on this show. Prepare for war. I'm Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. And if you missed my last interview at about half past hour number 2, it was with this wonderful lady. And her name's Melanie. And her name is Melanie Joseph. Her son's name is Logan. And her son was taken away from her and given to her ex-husband because he found a picture on her Facebook page of her without a mask on. What? First of all, you know what bothers me? Even if I were to wear masks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'd never wear one in a photo. Who's dumb enough to wear a mask in a photo? The whole point of photos is to take your mask off for 10 seconds, take a nice photo, and then put it back on again if you are a mask person. I take photos all the time. You could go to my Facebook page and see hundreds of photos, and then not one of them am I ever with a mask. But that doesn't mean that 1 minute later I'm not putting a mask on. You have no way of knowing that. How can you take someone's child away because they didn't have a mask in a photo? Anyway, she's got a GoFundMe page. And I contributed $500 in the break, and I want every one of you to send in what you can, whether it's a dollar or $10 or $50 or $100 or $500. And it's GoFundMe.com and go to Liberating Logan! Liberating Logan, L-O-G-A-N, that's her son's name. And the whole point of this is literally to raise money so she can hire a good attorney. That's the point of it all. So help her out, liberatinglogan.com. Not .com, but liberatinglogan! At GoFundMe. Okay? So go there and contribute like I did, and try and save a nice lady. You know? Try and save a nice lady. A mother who wants to see her kid. Here's an example of how crappy America's becoming. Joe Biden nominates Gail Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin's wife, to be key member of his administration as the fight over the filibuster heats up. And also, as they're about to vote, you know, soon, in the next month or so, on a gigantic multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure package. And they need Joe Manchin's vote. And they give his wife a key role in his administration. She's now going to be the federal co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission. And they need his vote to destroy all of us with the filibuster. If you get rid of the filibuster, America's finished. And they could pass anything and everything with a 50-49 victory. Oh, excuse me, a 51-50 with Kamala Harris breaking a 50-50 tie. And I just can't believe this stuff. And they're going to need his vote for the infrastructure bill, too. Which, by the way, many are telling me is just pure garbage. That infrastructure bill is just a welfare bill. Let me see if I can find it. Because everybody needs to be educated on this stuff. Here it is. Larry Kudlow says the Biden infrastructure bill includes the largest expansion of the social welfare state since LBJ. Do you realize we've spent more money times 10 on the social welfare state and this great welfare experiment since LBJ that we've ever spent on all the wars in America's history combined, from the American Revolution in 1776 all the way through the Civil War, is nowhere near as expensive as this incredible welfare plan Great Society put forth by Lyndon Baines Johnson, and now we're going to do a new one. He says, Kudlow says, this bill is a Trojan horse for the Green New Deal. Larry Kudlow says, the infrastructure bill that was strongly touted by President Biden is really a Trojan horse for the Green New Deal. It's likely a second Trojan horse for large tax hikes on large and small businesses, successful earners, capital gains, Social Security. Of course, he won't even let the states cut their own taxes now. This whole plan, writ large, if it's passed later this year, will have an enormously negative impact on an economy that right now is booming. It's booming because of the vaccines, herd immunity, and reopening. It doesn't need stimuli, it sure doesn't need tax hikes, and it sure doesn't need to end the fossil fuel energy business. This bill will include the largest expansion of the social welfare state since LBJ's Great Society. You've got items like free community college. What's that got to do with infrastructure? Universal preschool. What's that got to do with infrastructure? Child care and dependent care. What's that got to do with infrastructure? Earned income tax credits. What's that got to do with infrastructure? Paid leave. Everything in this bill has nothing to do with infrastructure. They're all going to be part of the package. The temporary assistance is going to be made permanent if the Democrats get their way, and none of these programs have a single work requirement, none of them. And so they're going to need Joe Manchin's vote to pass it. Without Joe Manchin ending the filibuster and voting for them, they got nothing, and Joe Manchin's wife gets a giant new job with the administration. I wonder what her qualifications are. Oh, right, she's Joe Manchin's wife. And then, you know, they're coming for your guns. White House confirms that Biden will sign gun control executive orders. I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to be the one who breaks all this bad news to you, but can I be on here 3 hours a day lying to you and telling you everything's great? Is that what I should do? I don't think any of you really believe that. You tune in to get my take on everything going on and to hear what's going on. That's why you tune in, correct? The last thing you want to do is tune in and hear me lie to you and tell you everything's going to be okay when it's not. I mean, we are headed for so many disastrous problems in this country. They're going to crash the economy, and they're also going to make it the most corrupt, crony capitalist economy in the history of the world. The only people that are going to make money are going to be liberals. You know, liberal billionaires who have green energy companies and government contracts, and the list goes on and on, mass companies and vaccine companies. Anybody who is a liberal that believes the things that Joe Biden believes in, they'll get rich and everybody else gets poor. And that's, you know, that's what Mexico's like, that's what Cuba's like, that's what Venezuela's like, that was the old Soviet Union, that's the communist China today. The people live in poverty, and the people at the top, the very tiny, tiny portion at the top who are friends with the president, get rich. And this sure isn't a racism thing. It's sure not. It's not a matter of if you're white or black or anything like that. It's being liberal. It's being communist. And let me tell you what I mean. So I have given speeches on success and wealth and marketing American style all over the world. You know, I spoke all over the world and was paid substantial money to give speeches to large audiences all over the world. And one of the places I gave the speeches was South Africa. You know, this is all before I became a national syndicated radio host. You know, just in the last 10 years, but not since the 6 years I've been on the radio. Because who has time to go to South Africa to give a speech, right? So when I went to South Africa, which is a country that's 97% black, 3% white, and I would ask the people, and at my events, by the way, the audience was, you know, lots of whites and lots of blacks. So it wasn't like, you know, I had a white audience or anything. I'm someone who always, remember, I grew up in an all-black neighborhood. I grew up in a town called Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. That is a majority-minority town. Went to an all-black middle school, went to an all-black high school. And so when I get to South Africa, I'm someone who engages with the black people of South Africa and wants to find out, you know, what their life is like and what makes them tick and what works and what doesn't. And I engage with them. And I was there four times in a short period. And it's the world's longest flight. Atlanta to Johannesburg is basically a 24-hour flight for all intents and purposes. It's a full day. And, of course, you know, one way you go, you know, one way, if you go east, you're actually losing 24 hours, you know. You're losing a whole day. So it's really like a two-day flight. You land like a day and a half later. On the way back, you gain a day, and you actually land. It's like you took off and landed at the same time. But I spent a lot of time in South Africa. And here's a country that was, you know, had this terrible system, apartheid, terrible, awful. You know, I'm kind of a bleeding heart liberal on certain topics because I grew up with nothing but black people, right? I like black people, and I the idea that anyone could control them, enslave them, treat them like garbage, make them work for you for no money, makes me sick. How anyone could do that to a fellow human being. And apartheid was like a version of America's slavery. America's slavery is certainly the worst black mark in the history of our country. But I still don't believe in reparations. That was 300 years ago. That was 250 years ago. That was 200 years ago. I don't owe you anything. My relatives weren't even here. I owe you nothing. Okay, the people that are owed are dead, I'm sorry to say. So I owe you nothing. In any case, I go to South Africa. And what do I find? I find that after apartheid, the black population of South Africa elected all black leaders. Everybody in the entire, the president, the vice president, the cabinet, they're all black. As well they should be, by the way, in a country that's 97% black. They're all black. And what did the black people of South Africa tell me? Ah, they're no good. They're the same as the white people before them. They give us nothing. I drove around and I saw such massive poverty. I saw black people living in such terrible poverty. It makes America look amazing. Okay, you show me the worst neighborhood in America, and it's the best neighborhood in South Africa for black people. Black people live in such abject poverty. The music is so low, Chris, I can't even hear it. There we go. I just want to make sure it's on. Well, you don't have to make it so loud. I can't. I know. You're screwing with me. I know. Very funny. They live in such abject poverty, the black population of South Africa, and their leaders are all black, and they give them nothing. But they told me they give all their friends everything in the world, government contracts, billions of dollars, just like America. So you elect a black leader, and he doesn't take care of black people. He takes care of his friends, some of whom are black, some of whom are white. Makes all of them rich. Does that remind you of Biden and the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Obama? Absolutely. Same story. Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. That's 800-765-2593.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
What a world. Up is down, down is up. It's all insane. None of it makes sense. It's so amazing. Even with Obama as president, even with Clinton as president, even with Democrats in the past controlling the Senate, the House, never do we have anything near this level of total insanity. Let's destroy all the statues. Let's change all the names. Let's get rid of Abraham Lincoln. He freed the freaking slaves. How is he racist? How do you want to erase Lincoln? I don't know how you want to erase anybody. Can't erase history. Let's make sure we give money to this group, that group, but not white people. Never white people. Oh, my God. Isn't that racism? How do you justify fighting racism by being a racist? And talk about common sense. I told you that China, in one way or another, purposely is responsible for COVID. Because it doesn't matter if they purposely released it from a bioweapons lab or if they got it released by mistake from a bioweapons lab. But once it got here, they let people come here. They locked down Wuhan for their country so they wouldn't get it everywhere, but they didn't lock down flyers coming to America and Europe and Italy, places like that, right? Flyers went to Italy and France and infected everyone all over the world. That is murder. That is mass murder. And today we learned from the former head of the CDC under Trump, he believes it absolutely came from a biowarfare lab. So I was right. You know what else I said many times? The minute Biden is elected, Taiwan is finished. If you live in Taiwan, you got to be so scared right now. Your entire life is coming to an end. You're going to be a slave to the communists of China. Because as sure as I'm standing here during Biden's first term, China will attack Taiwan and dare the United States to get involved. We don't want World War III. We can't fight 1.5 billion people. And it's a, you know, a lifetime away. There's no way we're going to be able to fight that war. So Taiwan is finished. So what happened today to prove me right? Chinese bombers make the largest ever incursion into Taiwan's airspace in a dramatic message to the West. They didn't do any of this under Trump. You had to know this was coming. China owns Biden. Biden can't fight China. Biden doesn't want to fight China. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? We've got a caller. We'll take Steve. Let's take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Steve from Vegas on line two. Hey, Steve, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. I listen to you 4 days a week, and I love your show. And I wanted to talk about that lady that was unfortunate enough to have her child taken away for not wearing a mask.
Yeah, terrible.
This type of stuff has been going on in Florida for years. A friend of mine, he was a grandfather, his son took his oldest daughter to an emergency room. He got in a tiff with the doctor, so the doctor said he abused his daughter. It was absolutely untrue. And the medical test later on found out that she had a cyst on her ovary, and that was what was causing her problem. All the nursing staff said he didn't do anything to his daughter. He hadn't abused her. The doctor said he punched her in the stomach, and that's why she had that pain, right?
Wow.
They took his children, all four of them. They took them for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They had a Republican governor in the state of Florida at the time. He would not intervene. He would not do anything about it.
That was Jeb Bush,
I see. The governor there today won't do anything to help this poor lady. And, you know, until we get to a point where we're willing to stand up as a society and punish people who do this, when a man, a judge, or the Center for Child Protection takes away four children out of a perfectly good home, and by the way, his daughter, when she was put into foster care, was raped.
Oh, my God.
And just a horrible, horrible situation. But until we go after those people and prosecute them, that judge needs to be prosecuted.
Yes,
at the very minimum, child abuse for taking a child away from his mother. At the very worst, kidnapping. Because he forcibly took the child out of his home and placed him somewhere else. That's kidnapping. That's the legal definition of kidnapping.
The mother's story is terrible. You heard me give a donation personally because I felt so heartbroken over it. I can't even believe your friend's story that they took all four of his kids away for 5 years and the daughter was raped in some foster home, not being able to see her own mother and father, raped by a stranger. What will that do psychologically for the rest of her life? This is why judges are so bad. We've got such terrible judges in this country. It's unbelievable. Hey, Steve, we're running to a break. Thank you for the call. By the way, you said you enjoy my show 4 days a week. What's the matter with you? What's wrong with the fifth day?
I listen to you on Saturday. Monday and Tuesday,
I'm just kidding with you, Steve. I will be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, don't worry. One day's okay. We love you. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half staff. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. Every one of you who's been listening for the 6 years I've been on the air knows how I'm... That's $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org today. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. But I joined. My kids joined. There are no contracts. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And I've saved over $120,000 in the last 6 years. You know, an absolute bare minimum of $20,000 a year in premiums for the last 6 years, $120,000. You do the math. There's no mystery here. There's no science here. It's not algebra. It's not trig. It's not geometry. Multiply 20,000 times 6, I've saved 120,000. But that's the bare bones minimum I've saved, because I believe my premiums would be dramatically higher than the day I left Aetna 6 years ago when they were 2,000 a month. They're probably 3,000 or 4,000 a month now. So maybe I've saved close to $200,000. And I know I save money each time I've had to use Liberty HealthShare. They paid the whole bill. Aetna used to pay nothing. I had a $10,000 deductible for that $2,000 a month. So this is so far superior to Aetna, it's unbelievable. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So, you know, how far has Portland fallen? If you go to Gateway Pundit right now, there is a video showing the blight and misery of downtown Portland, full of homeless camps and drug needles and poop and pee and abandoned buildings after a year of riots. Nobody understands what's happening to our country. Every single inner city looks like a third world country. Detroit, Baltimore, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They all look like third world countries of people sleeping on the sidewalks, people sleeping in tents everywhere, right outside people's stores, right outside people's homes, fancy condos. It's disgusting. And this isn't from COVID. I mean, this is justice and graffiti everywhere. No child should ever walk alone in any of these streets. They'd probably be raped within minutes. How do we let this happen to the United States of America? And then you juxtapose that with what's happening at the border and how the media doesn't care. GOP senators describe Biden arrows at the border to direct illegals to free services. Several Republican senators today took a tour of the open border with Mexico in Texas. What they saw was shocking and beyond anything we've ever imagined. There are Biden arrows set up to direct illegal aliens to government services, and Joe Biden is releasing the illegal aliens on the streets of America within 8 hours. This is a planned and organized invasion of the United States. During the press conference, Lindsey Graham and Ron Johnson, both U.S. senators, went off on these borderless policies. Lindsey Graham said, Joe Biden made the situation worse. Last thing I heard is that we are complicit as a nation in human trafficking. What did we learn last night? There's a trail on our side of the border with markers placed by the federal government to show illegal immigrants where to go, that we're transporting people who paid to get here the last mile with your taxpayer dollars. It's costing about $800 a day per child. And if we don't change, there'll be 250,000 people a month coming. The Border Patrol says there's no end to this. Senator Ron Johnson said, the first thing I saw, the big old yellow arrow, I call it the Biden arrow, showing illegal immigrants how to come into the country. I've been down to the border a number of times during other surges, 2015, 18, 19. And back then, the big issue was we didn't have facilities. What I found out last night was the Biden administration set a goal for Customs and Border to process and release in an 8-hour time frame. 8 hours. That's not even a speed bump. It's a go-slow zone. That's Ron Johnson. And now, you look at the lead story on Fox News. This is humane. GOP senators tear into the Biden administration as they reveal shocking new images of the crisis after touring facilities. Can you imagine? I was going to say, if this happened under Trump, what the media would be saying. But it did happen under Trump. They found kids in cages, quote unquote, even though it had happened under Obama, and Obama built the cages. They found kids in cages, and they blamed Trump and said what a terrible person he is. He's a horrible man. He's a murderer. He's Hitler. And now there's 100,000-plus migrants came in February, and they're all jammed together. And the kids are all jammed together in cages. Republican senators released shocking pictures of migrants and children packed into border facilities as they railed against what they called a border crisis of Biden's own creation. This is inhumane, said Ted Cruz. It is wrong. It's the direct consequence of policy decisions by the Biden administration to stop building the wall, to return to catch and release, and to end the stay in Mexico policy. Of course. What a shocker. They toured a facility in Donna, Texas, where migrants have been packed into facilities designed for many fewer migrants. It was designed for 250, and there's 4,000 there. Tom Tillis, Republican North Carolina, released images of babies he said had been handed over by child smugglers. John Barrasso, Republican Wyoming, accused the Biden administration of bringing a tragedy to the nation and said the agents told them Biden made their job more difficult. They told us their job got a lot harder on January 20th, which is the day, of course, Biden became president. Cruz posted images of migrants crammed into pens almost on top of one another. He referred to cages after cages. Can't even believe if this was Trump, what they'd be saying. He also said the Donna facility had a 10% COVID positive rate, much higher than the U.S. average. Why would you purposely let everyone in the world in with disease? Why? What do you gain from it? The answer is you've got to be on the take. Democrats have got to be being bribed by the Mexican drug cartels. They have to be. The visit to Donna followed a nighttime tour of the border, where United States senators said they were heckled and taunted by smugglers and traffickers. Can you imagine? They're heckling United States senators. Nobody cares. Wow. We made them remain in Mexico under Trump. And now they just get right in 8 hours. And they're going to ruin our country. They're going to turn this country into Mexico. Remember what Trump said? These countries are holes. That's what they are. And you're going to turn this entire country into a crap hole. One big, giant crap hole. Everything's going to look like those inner cities. And you're all going to be, your jaw's going to be open. Your mouth's going to be 12 feet wide. You know, in about 3 years, you're going to look back and go, oh, my God, what a miserable crap hole our country is. How did this happen? Well, I'll tell you how it happened. I told you what happened. I promised you what happened. Not just before Biden's election. I promised it in 2016, right before Trump's election. Remember when Trump came to town, October 30th, 2016? It was about 10 days before the election, not even a week before the election. I think the election that year was November 7th, so it was October 30th. So it was 7 or 8 days before the election. And who did he choose to be the opening speaker to that crowd? Me, Wayne Allyn Root. And what did I say to that crowd? I said that if Hillary wins, it's the end of America, because she will open the borders, and she will let everyone in the world in, and she will take all the people that are already here, and she will legalize all of them, and she will take all the people around the world who want to come in legally, and she'll increase that number. So the illegal ones will all get in over the border, and the legal ones, you know, will rise from like 100,000 a year to 1 million a year. And there'll be tons of Muslim migrants who will grow up to be suicide bombers and mass murderers like the one in Boulder, Colorado. Because they're all going to be angry and they're going to hate us just like they do in every country in the world. Go to France. Go to England. Go to Spain. Go to Italy. Go to Germany. Go to Sweden and Denmark. And you've got Muslim migrants who come at a young age and eventually become rapists and murderers and live in disgusting, squalid, poverty-filled areas and blame the country they came to for their poverty. Meanwhile, they came from countries, Muslim countries, of immense poverty, where they were even more squalid. And in the country they come to, they emigrate to as children, they're given a free education, they're given free health care, they're given government welfare checks, and yet they hate the country they came to. And and they commit all the damaging crimes. I mean, go look at the numbers. Go look at the numbers in France. Go look at the numbers in England. Go listen to the authorities in Sweden and Denmark, and they will tell you almost all of the crime is committed by immigrants. And what do you think they mean by that? They mean Muslim immigrants that came in, emigrated from Muslim nations, and they let them in. And that was a big mistake because they don't assimilate. They did not assimilate, and for the most part, they don't assimilate. And they let in a ticking time bomb. And that's what that guy was at Boulder, Colorado. A ticking time bomb. That's another story the media's covered up. You know that grocery store he attacked? It was a regular grocery store. It was not a Jewish kosher grocery store. But it was heavily advertised in the press around Boulder as the largest selection of kosher foods in the entire Colorado. And it was known as the grocery store that people go to who want to buy kosher, which means that terrible person that attacked that grocery store, his name I will not say, that terrible person happens to be a Muslim, happens to be a Syrian immigrant, brought here as a child by his family. Now he's like 22 years old, so he was brought here 20 years ago. And all these years later, he attacks a supermarket, and he just happens to pick one 25 miles from his home that's known for having the largest kosher selection in all of Colorado, and is advertised as the place where you go to buy kosher food. Do you think that's a coincidence, or do you think this was a terror attack and it was aimed at Jews? I think both. Is he mentally ill? Sure. They claim he's mentally ill? Of course he's mentally ill. But was it a terror attack? Could be. And was it aimed at Jews? Could be. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered. If you Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Donald Trump's at it again. Trump mockingly demands to know where the special counsel investigation stands. He wonders if special counsel John Durham is still alive. Whatever happened to John Durham? One day he's the badass and he's coming after the bad guys. You never heard from him ever again. What kind of country do we live in? What kind of government? How do we go overnight to a communist dictatorship? How did that happen? Only one side is ever prosecuted or persecuted. And the other side gets away with murder. And you investigate them and the investigator just disappears. It's amazing. And they try to impeach your president for doing what the other guy did. Trump didn't have a problem with the Ukraine phone call. It's Biden who has a problem with the Ukraine phone call. Trump wasn't the one who let Russian collusion determine an election. Biden's the one who had foreign interference in an American election. He had the whole, you know, immigrant, illegal alien population of Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, all voting for him physically. And God knows how many countries try to, you know, play with the election and destroy. How about China was on Biden's side? The Mexican drug cartel's on Biden's side. All the enemies of America. Iran must be on Biden's side so they can get the Iran deal again, the Iran treaty. North Korea must have been on Biden's side. They don't want Trump as president. China, certainly, the last thing they wanted was Trump as president. Mexican drug cartels, last thing they wanted was Trump as president. How much foreign interference was there on behalf of Biden? But they tried to impeach Trump for that. So crazy. Revive Health, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. Even though the services are virtual, the quality of care you receive is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. No long waits, no hassles of visiting a doctor's office. Convenient and safe. You don't need to go to the pharmacy. You get your medications delivered to your door. And the cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars a year on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before? It's brand new. And Nevada is one of the first states in the country Where it's available, it's ideal if you're uninsured or underinsured, or the cost of traditional health care is driving you to the poorhouse. You can sign up now at revivehealthcare.com. Their team's available to answer your questions 24-7. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. That's revive-healthcare.com. Brand new to Nevada and rolling out all over the country in the next 2 weeks. Revive-healthcare.com. So, Scott, one of our listeners, when you talk about the insanity of what's going on, here's his letter to me in the last break. Listening to you talk about ending the filibuster and the phrasing you used, Wayne, I didn't notice this until now, but it seems very ironic and highly appropriate, given that if they eliminate the filibuster, they could pass anything they want with a 51-50 vote. The irony here is 5150, a.k.a. 5150, was the name of Van Halen's debut album with Sammy Hagar. It's also the name of the studio Eddie Van Halen built at his house. They use that number because it's a California code for criminally insane. How very appropriate. They're absolutely insane and undeniably criminal. Life is full of irony, Scott, from Connecticut. 5150 is the California code for criminally insane. When the police see a nut job, an obviously insane homeless person, they go, 5150, 5150, calling in code 5150. Interesting. So when you look at the border and you see thousands and thousands of people coming in and they all have Biden flags and they all say, thank you, Biden. And there's Biden arrows. The U.S. government put up arrows only since Biden's president, telling them how to come in. Go in that way, and then you'll be free in 8 hours into the United States. Isn't everybody going to come? Isn't everybody in the whole world going to come? And at that moment, that's when drugs are flooding every inner city in America. Gee, what a surprise. What a shock. And at that moment, Biden's coming for our guns. His spokesman said today, absolutely, we'll be signing gun control executive orders. Doesn't that make sense? At the very moment where our lives are threatened by millions upon millions of, as Trump put it, and he was absolutely right, some of the worst from every country in the world, they're all emptying their prisons and they're sending us the worst of the worst. Are there nice people mixed in? Of course there's some nice people mixed in. But it's the worst of the worst. Rapists, murderers, pedophiles, muggers, carjackers. In Chicago, do you know what kind of a carjacking epidemic is going on? You can't even pull into a gas station for fear that your car will be stolen while you're filling up at the pump. You have no idea what's about to happen to America. But I'm going to be here with you by your side the whole time it happens. I don't know if that's going to help or not. I don't know if that'll help you or not. Chris is laughing in my ear right now. Hey, that's hilarious. I'll be here trying to talk you through it, trying to talk you off the ledge. I love my listeners. I love my fans. But, man, I don't know what to do to protect you from what's coming. They're letting every scum in the world in. They're ruining our lives. They're raising our taxes. We can't live our lives. And they're taking our guns away. Incredible combination. Ruining our health care, ruining our schools. It's all happening right in front of us. We're going to have to find a way to fight back. We're going to have to find a way to take back this country. I'm working on it 24 hours a day. Hopefully I'll have Trump, as in the president, on our show soon, in the next week or two. Wayne on the Roof. See you next week.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.